it's Jocelyn from PB&J Podcast, and today we are going to be discussing some gore descriptions, a little bit of murder, probably a lot of bit of murder, honestly, some cannibalism, sexual assault, and a little bit of necrophilia. So there's also going to be a lot of blood. If you're like, you know, uncomfortable with these things, just a heads up. If you'd like to continue listening, we appreciate it. If not, we understand. Thank you.
Hello.
I don't know why I said it that way. Today, we are going to be talking about the case of... Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, is that my cue?
Yes, that was your cue. Today we are going to be talking about the case of dun, dun, dun.
Richard Chase.
I thought you were going to say Ramirez. I was like,
we already did Ramirez, bruh. We're doing Richard Chase.
I have a cousin named Richard. He seems fine. He seems nice.
So, let me just warn you. This is probably the grossest case I've ever done.
Oh, great.
It is disgusting. I'm warning you now. Oh, wait. Also, I forgot to give you one of the warnings.
Oh, it's fine.
No, there's also...
Because all of it's going to fall under gore description.
There's also animal cruelty. Just a fair warning. Oh, never mind.
That's not a gore description. Huh.
Well, it is pretty gory.
Okay, well, you're hearing it now. Animal cruelty. All right, let's continue.
I think it's interesting.
Because now I'm going to get stuck up on animal cruelty, which is why we don't do it this way.
I think it's interesting. This month, I'm doing pretty well-known cases. I mean, I feel like this one's kind of... I think this one's pretty popular.
I've never heard of it.
And then our last one is very popular.
I also never heard of... Wait, yes, I did, because he ate a penis.
Oh, no, I meant the one we're going to do last this month. But yeah, that one's pretty popular. Next week is going to be up there. But anyway, let's get started, because I have work in the morning. Okay, so...
Dang. No, I don't.
You have school in the morning.
That's true. That was a true statement.
So, today we're talking about, like I said... Richard Chase, a.k.a. the Vampire of Sacramento.
Sacramento. So, the Vampire?
Yes.
Want to hear something cool?
What?
My great-great-grandmother was from Transylvania.
So she's a vampire.
And I firmly believe that I am part vampire. Except I have no allergy to silver. So.
Or garlic?
Or garlic. So maybe I'm not. I like garlic. Garlic.
And you go out. And you go out into the light.
Okay.
You should
well.
Be good.
Well. Bleh. Maybe okay, I'm not part vampire, but I would truly like to believe that I am something cool. You know.
Yeah.
Like I am something of worth. Well, I am something. Well, you get it.
Okay. I'll tell you what. There's been three top cases that really bothered me researching.
And this is the top one.
This is not the top one. The top one was the Scream murder, Cassie Jo Stoddart.
This is like a Cassie Jo Stoddart moment.
No, I'm just saying. That one bothered me the most. The second most was Mr. Krull. That one was hard to research. And then this one is probably... Actually, this one's probably second place.
Oh, Jesus.
Because it grosses me out so much. And I don't get grossed out over this stuff easily.
We have some zoophiles.
Because, like...
Apparently that's not what they're called.
What?
Zoophiles, but I forgot what it's called.
Like, let me tell you.
But I've only ever heard zoophiles.
Like, this story has blood, which grosses me out.
Blood has never grossed me out.
I can't. Anyway.
No, just having some casual intercourse with some dead people.
Yeah, I mean... I can't. It's so gross.
Why?
Why not a living person? Why not?
Because you're mentally unokay. Unokay. You're mentally not good.
What the heck?
What?
Hey, Mom? Is that you?
Oh, shoot.
Murder oh, it's in it. Here. God. Oh, my God. That scared me so bad. It's right here. I saw the light and I thought I was going to die. Here we go. Oh, my God. I just had a heart attack.
Do we need to, you know, kaplarp? What?
It was so scary. I saw the light on. I thought someone was trying to kill me.
Do we need to redo this or are you good?
It's up to you.
I don't care. I'm asking you.
I don't care. I think it's fine.
Okay.
So, I saw a bathroom light on. I didn't know if someone was down here or not. Anyway. So, from December of 1977 to January of 1978, Sacramento saw 6 brutal murders carried out by none other than Richard Chase.
The what?
I said carried out by none other than Richard Chase.
Richard Chase.
Yes, the guy we're talking about.
Yeah. Totes my goats.
Okay, so Richard was born May 23rd, 1950.
Whose birthday is that, other than his?
I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway, continue.
So, he grew up with his abusive mother. So, by the age of 10, Richard was showing some signs of, I didn't know it was called this, but it's called the McDonald Triad. Jesus, how do you say it?
Excuse me, what?
How do you say it?
I don't know. I cannot see the word.
I don't even care enough. Which is, these are like very common things you see in killers. It's arson, bedwetting, and animal cruelty.
Bedwetting?
Yeah.
I thought that was
it's a also sign
of like sexual assault.
No, it's a sign of, you know, problematic. Like, it's a sign, it can be a sign of a killer or abuse or anything like that.
Oh, okay, so just trauma.
Yeah, although okay. I mean, a killer, I don't know, but yeah, it's very.
Anyways, continue.
So, Richard was obviously displaying some odd behavior, which we'll get into that later. He's so strange. And he was also battling hypochondria.
Oh, damn.
So, as he got older, he would visit hospitals saying his heart would stop beating and that someone had stolen his pulmonary artery.
Did he have schizophrenia, maybe?
No. Actually, wait. I think so.
Okay.
I don't remember. I think it's paranoid schizophrenia.
Yeah. That's okay. What it sounds like.
Now, you know what? He died from that. I'm just kidding. No one saw his pulmonary artery that I know of.
I'm sure nobody stole his pulmonary artery since he would have been dead upon, you know.
Anyway. This is just where it starts getting pretty weird. So he would put oranges. He would put oranges on his head, saying his brain would absorb the vitamin C.
What?
And he could also,
not how it works.
He said he could feel the bones in his head shifting, so he shaved his head so he could watch the bones change.
Okay, so he was visually seeing things.
Yeah.
Okay, he is schizophrenic. I mean, paranoid, yes.
Richard ended up moving out of his mom's house and into a 3-bedroom apartment with some friends. He did this because not only had his mom been abusive, but he had also began to believe his mom was poisoning him.
I mean, that could, you know, that is not the worst thing he's thought.
Keep that in mind for later, okay?
Being stolen.
Keep that poisoning in mind for later in the story. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just keep that in mind for later in the story. It comes into play. So, he was also...
What are you doing with your microphone?
I'm not doing anything.
Are you clicking it?
I keep Oh, yeah, I'm turning up my volume. It's my headphones.
Oh, I can totally hear it.
Eh, whatever. So he was also a big partier, and he did acid.
Okay, well, that could also fuck you up pretty bad if you're doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Richard had been getting stoned all day, doing acid, drinking all day, and refusing to wear clothing around the apartment.
Huh.
Which caused, you know, problems with his roommates.
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy if my, like, roommate was just in his birthday suit.
Like, he didn't even care, you know. Company, oh well, who cares?
Who cares? Who cares if I'm naked?
Who cares?
Nobody. They should enjoy it.
He once nailed himself into his bedroom and then accused his roommates of locking him in there.
Sir, what?
So eventually his roommates had sat down with him and told him that he needed to move out, but Richard refused to leave, so they did.
They just left.
Which I'm really curious how Richard afforded an apartment.
It was probably already bought.
But, like, it's weird. It was also, like, the 70s, you know. But, like, I don't know. Anyway.
You can still...
So,
yeah,
at this point...
I don't know. Maybe he was rich.
So, at this point, Richard began absolutely losing it. he started...
Really? Just now, he was absolutely losing it.
Well, I mean, I don't think he's ever fully been there, but anyway. He started catching small rodents and birds. And he would either eat them raw or make drinks with the animals in them. Like, he'd put Coca-Cola in bird organs in a blender and blend it all up.
That sounds healthy.
Yeah.
That sounds like you're super mentally healthy, you know. Everything's okay with you. You can leave the nut house.
So later on, when he was asked why he
ate
the animals.
Maybe I shouldn't use the word nut house.
So later on, when he was asked why he ate these animals, he said he believed it would prevent his heart from shrinking.
Okay. See, I guess it... No. No, I don't think so.
But with that, I kind of...
I was going to say that, like, could make a little sense if... No. No, it couldn't.
I was going to say...
There's, like, no sense to that.
So he did have a reason for it. So maybe it's kind of similar to, like, you know... How a person would, you know, kill an animal to eat it for their benefit. I don't know. Because if he believed this was actually what happened, I don't know.
I mean, like, that's an odd one to be like, oh, you can eat an animal so I don't die, you know?
I mean, hey, if that's what he believed, I guess. Anyway, let's continue. So in 1975, when he was around age 25, he ended up being...
Wait a minute, I'm going to eat an animal so I don't die. That's how humans work.
So he ended up being hospitalized after getting sick from injecting rabbit's blood into his veins.
Oh, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm. So the doctor decided to commit him to a mental institution. Understandably so.
Yeah.
So one day he was caught by nurses with blood around his mouth. Which is just like, oh my god, imagine being a nurse in a mental hospital and walk in and see that. Like, what the heck? What do you do?
I don't know. I'd just be like, bitch, bye.
So it turns out Richard had been catching birds from the windows and eating them.
Yeah, no.
So he would also steal syringes and remove blood from the therapy dogs at the hospital. And he would inject the blood into himself. Which is what landed him in the hospital to begin with.
Yeah.
So anyway. So Richard was in the mental hospital for a while. They diagnosed him with paranoid schizophrenia. And
yeah,
gave
that
him...
would make sense. Hey, yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Guess who was right?
And they gave him medication. So, a year later... So in 1976, he was released. He moved back in with his mom. His mom decided Richard didn't need the medication and decided to wean him off of it, which is so stupid. Huh. It's like, what are you doing there? He's clearly taking it for a reason. And yeah. She also helped him get into a new apartment. He was living on his own, which I also don't think he needs at the moment, you know? I feel like he kind of needed, you know, someone to watch over him. But yeah. I don't know. So it is now 1977, and Richard is 27. A group of guys were driving around a lake in Nevada when they found Richard by himself, naked, and covered in blood, which kind of sounds like some cult ritual.
Yeah.
I feel like, oh, heck no, I'm out. So anyway, they called the local authorities. So when the authorities arrived, they found Richard, and inside his truck was a big bucket of blood.
No.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't like that.
So they arrested Richard, and after the blood was tested, it was discovered the blood was cow blood, and the police dropped all charges, which, I mean, it's not normal to have a big bucket of cow blood. So anyway. So, now we're getting into the murders. So, it is now December 29th, 1977, when 51-year-old father of two, Ambrose Griffin, was helping his wife load the groceries in when he was shot in his driveway in a drive-by shooting, and he died immediately. Which, I mean, I kind of think it's odd. You know, that's his first kill, which it seems pretty, like, you know, simple for a serial killer. You know what I mean? I feel like most first kills are just, like, crazy. Just, like, you know?
Well, not always. Sometimes they, like, the first kill's, like, sometimes not even really on purpose. And then they're like, oh my god, you know? They just keep going.
But, you know, they're either like that or, you know, just go for it. There's really no in between, in my opinion. But I feel like this is simple.
Yeah. Like, most of the time...
Hello?
Most of the time, you know, they just go for it.
Yeah.
Or they don't really go... They, like, do it with no hesitation, but it's not, like, a big thing, because that's when you get caught. I feel like. You do the big thing when you get caught.
Yeah. So, one day, Richard was walking around the neighborhood when he noticed a house where a woman was home alone. He went to the back door. It was locked. He tried a window. It was locked. And then he tried the front door, which was also locked. So, Richard took this as a sign that he was not welcome. Like, no, Richard, you're not welcome. No one wants you to come to your house and murder them. Thank you very much. Like, I'm good. Anyway. So, another time he broke into a family's home. This is just so disgusting. Are you ready for this? I can't. Oh my god, it gives me such Amber Heard vibes.
Oh.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? So, he broke into a family's home, and he peed on a laundry pile, went into the child's bedroom, and crapped on the bed. It's so Amber Heard. I can't.
There are some great feces on your bed.
So when the family arrived home, you know, Richard, he dipped. He left. Yeah. The father tried to chase him, but couldn't catch him. So nothing really came of that. So this is the next murder, and oh my god, it gets gross. I'm warning you, it's disgusting. And so unnecessary, he should get way over the top. Okay, so on January 23rd, 1978, 28-year-old Richard went inside the home of 22-year-old Teresa Wallen. He shot her three times, which also, I think she was 3 months pregnant at the time.
Oh no.
I think it was 3 months. I'm not sure. But anyway, so he removed multiple organs. Oh my god, I'm gonna throw up. Hold on. Give me a second. This is the worst part. I can't. It
basically causes me pain.
That's not good.
Let's word it a little different. You know, he
did some things with the dead person. Like, why? Why? Sorry, I'm better now. I had a moment. Okay, so we've seen this one before. He also cut off one of her nipples. Which, why do killers do that? I've seen that so many times. Like, dude, why? What's the point? Anyway, and he also drank her blood. Or, you know, the whole vampire vibe can come from. So this is way over the top. Okay, so he then went to her front yard, backyard. I don't know. So he got dog poop and shoved it down her throat before leaving.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. Why? I can't.
That's not okay.
No, it's not okay. So, these are his last murders, which I was so confused when I first read that. I was like, wait, I thought he killed 6 people because he already killed 2. So that means he kills 4 people in this. You ready? This one day, he kills 4 people. I'm warning you now. Oh. And it's gross. And it's really sad. There are young children that die. Ages 6 and younger. So let's continue. So his last murder took place on January 27th, 1978. So Richard entered the home of 38-year-old Evelyn Maruth. Okay. Once inside, he comes face to face with her friend Danny Meredith, who had been visiting. So Richard shot Danny with a .22 caliber handgun and took his keys and wallet. He then shoots Evelyn. She dies instantly. Next is her 6-year-old son, Jason. He then goes into a room where her 22-month-old nephew, David, was sleeping and shoots him, which is so sad. I can't. Sorry. I hate this case. It's so terrible. Why did I choose it? Anyway. He goes back and he rapes, mutilates, and drinks the blood of Evelyn. So great. I can't. It's terrible. I can't. Sorry, I'm so grossed out.
Ew.
Sorry, I'm having a moment again. Okay. So there was a knock on the door. It was a family friend. And this, you know, terrified Richard. He grabs the body of 22-month-old David, wraps the body in a blanket, and leaves.
What?
So he drives off in Danny's car with the body of the 1-year-old, which is so terrible. But anyway, so the person at the door alerted authorities that she saw him take off, and police are able to track down Richard from finding his prints. They go to his apartment and arrest him. The police search the apartment, and this is the grossest thing ever. Okay. So, in the apartment, they find blood absolutely everywhere. When I say everywhere, I mean everywhere. You ready? There were walls covered, kitchen utensils, plates, eatingware, like forks and stuff, the ceiling, the bathroom, everything. Everything.
Ugh.
Yeah, imagine walking in on that. I would quit my job.
Yeah.
So, in 1979, a year later, 29-year-old Richard Chase was found guilty on 6 counts of first-degree murder and was sentenced to the death penalty in the gas chamber, which isn't too common.
No.
So, this is where it gets so weird. So, you know, he's a little odd. So, Chase allowed a series of interviews with Robert K. Wrestler, I believe.
Who?
He's an interview guy, I guess, during which he spoke of his fears of Nazis and UFOs.
Oh.
Okay. It's so weird. So, claiming that although he had killed, it was not his fault, he had been forced to kill to keep himself alive, which he believed any person would do. He asked for a radar gun? Sorry.
Huh?
I don't know. To apprehend the Nazi UFOs.
What?
So they could stand trial for the murders. Okay.
What?
This is okay, so remember how he thought his mom was poisoning him?
Yeah.
So this is kind of weird. So he also kept mac and cheese in his pockets that he gave to Robert. He believed the prison guards were poisoning him and working for these Nazi UFO people.
Huh?
Which I find odd that he thinks they are poisoning him as well. So he actually wanted Robert to test this macaroni and cheese to, you know, see if there's poison. So other inmates had actually tried to persuade Chase to commit suicide. They were terrified of him. His sanity was definitely questioned at the trial because, you know, he's a bit kooky. But the jurors thought, you know, he knew what he was doing. You know, he deserves this. Which, I mean, yeah. So on December 26, 1980, Richard was found dead in his cell. The autopsy showed he overdosed on prescribed medication. Mm-hmm. So that was, Richard. What do you think of Richard? What are your thoughts?
I feel like this is ends of this. I feel like I'm not gonna sleep very well.
But let me tell you. Let me tell you, that case is actually definitely the second most one that grosses me out. Because it's just, I can't. It has everything I hate, and I can't.
Yeah,
it's
so didn't gross. Like that.
No, it's terrible. Next week isn't any better.
Great.
And all the week after that definitely isn't better.
Sticking around?
I wouldn't. So I'm proud of you guys.
Yeah. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.